Listener supported.
Relevant Radio.
The relevant alternative to the secular media.
And I think we're in such a relativistic, materialistic kind of society where, in a sense, people, unfortunately too many of them, think there are no absolute truths. You know, in other words, it all is just relative to what I think. So there's no grounding, there's no formation, there's no basis for why you're doing anything. Why would people act in a virtuous way? Why would they be looking out for the greater good of their children in an appropriate, balanced way? They're not going to.
This is
listener supported.
Relevant Radio.
Doubt about faith, it really does have a practical consequence. And if we don't think that Christ's laws about sexuality and other moral issues, like how we run our business or whether or not they have any relevancy to our society, then simply look at what happens when they get ignored. And look at the ruined lives of media stars, the heightened infidelity, pornography. We see all these things infiltrating the household and corrupting the relationship. I think it comes down to doubt.
You've been listening to Relevant Radio.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back. Good to be with you today. Do appreciate you tuning in and allowing us to be part of your afternoon. I want to put a big plug in for Belmont Abbey College. Check them out if you want to send your kids to a great institution. You may want to take a look at that. The college president, Bill Thierfelder, is going to be joining me in just a moment. There was a press conference that they held, and I wanted them to come on after I heard about this, because basically explained Belmont Abbey's college. They're basically lawsuit against the federal government over Obamacare. I had a brother-in-law who's a diehard Democrat. He's like, that's the Affordable Care Act, and Drew, and he's just trying to recorrect me on the whole thing. The bottom line is, what this does, it provides coverage of contraception and sterilization procedures, and this is an issue for a lot of Catholic institutions. And Belmont Abbey College, they want an exemption. You know, the government should grant them a religious exemption, and the college president there says, you know what? We would rather close than submit to this mandate. And joining me right now is that college president. And it's great to have you with us today, Mr. Thierfelder. Welcome. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Drew, so much for having me on the show. I greatly appreciate it.
I do appreciate your stance. I appreciate your defense of truth. And, of course, you and I were talking at the break. This really is more than just a Catholic college and it's concerned over this mandate. This is an issue for really all Americans. It's not just a Catholic issue, is it?
You are so right. And I think if there's one point to come from all of this is that people understand that, because it's like the old cliche of, you know, putting the frog in the cold water and then turning up the heat and eventually it's boiling. They tried to put us in boiling water and now they're going to turn down the heat maybe a little bit. We're supposed to be happy with that.
Yeah, right.
This is something that affects every American in this country. And basically it's about your right of religious freedom and your right of conscience. And this may be the detail. And so there may be some other groups that would look at it and say, well, we don't have the same beliefs as you Catholics, and so we're not so worried about the contraception thing. Well, okay, then don't be worried about the contraception thing, but be worried about the rights that are being removed from you, because if they can do this to us, they can do this to anybody in anything.
I've often said, you know, it's very easy to lose your rights, but it's extremely difficult to get them back. And that's the thing. I mean, you can't be apathetic on this, because it'll be a battle try to get that back. You know, I think about your position there. Did you expect when you took your job as president of this small little Benedictine college in North Carolina, you'd end up being on the front lines of a culture war?
No, but I have always trusted in divine providence, and it just amazes me how God works, because he seems to work through the weakest, smallest, insignificant, you know, people and places. And who would have thought little Belmont Abbey College in Charlotte, North Carolina,
wow,
was going to be put in this position? But, you know, that's how God works. And so he's going to confound the mighty and the strong by what we're doing here today. And I will tell you, the leadership of Abbot Placid, who is the head of the monastic community here, I think brings home the point all the more. The reason we had the press conference outside is we had it right in front of the basilica. And by the way, our basilica is attached to the monastery, which is attached to the main administration building here. So for someone to say, well, you're not religious enough, who would be?
Yeah, right. Hey, are other non-Catholic groups supporting you in any of this, or do they look at it like it's a Catholic issue?
No, absolutely. There are others very interested in this. But here's the difference, and I think all of us fall into this sometimes. We sort of look at other people and say, well, kind of let them do it. And what I am saying is, look, all of us have to do this together. And you know what? There are millions of people listening to this show who think the same way we're thinking about this, but we all feel isolated and alone, and we can't do anything about this. You know what? We got to start to change our way of thinking, and we got to start to act on this. There are tens of millions of people like us, and we can change this. We can take this country back and make it what it was meant to be.
I love it. I love your patriotism, and I love your passion. You made it pretty clear that if you didn't win the case, though, that you currently have in court, that you'd rather close the school down than comply with the law. I mean, that's a strong statement, and I wonder if it's said for the impact, or are you concerned that the government says, well, we don't care about you, you're a small little college? Do you think it ever come to that?
I don't think it'll ever come to that, and I've had to explain this many times. I was challenged by a reporter one time who kept taking me out to the very, very, very end of things and said,
right.
Well, what if there was no choice but to close the college? I said, well, then we will close the college.
Down, right.
Now, obviously, that's a decision of the Board of Trustees and myself and everybody else here and the monastic community, but I can tell you our faith and our beliefs are so strong that I know we are fully committed. We will go wherever we have to go, and there is just no possibility that we will ever provide sterilization, abortion coverage, contraceptives. And by the way, as you know, many of the contraceptives out there right now, they're proposing that would be under this plan are like Ella and Plan B, which are abortifacients. And so this argument that it's only about contraception is also not true.
Yeah, it's so true. The thing that I love right now is that out of the USCB's conference that they just had, or convention or whatever it was. I'm lost of words for it right now. They're
the
gathering
Baltimore. Yep.
In Baltimore. I think they really understand how serious this conscience issue is. I was with Cardinal Giorgio about a month ago at an award ceremony. He spoke very eloquently about this. The Pope, when he met with the bishops of New York over the weekend in Rome, told him, hey, you need to defend your right to religious liberty.
Right.
So I think this is the next big fight, the next big issue for our country and for citizens of goodwill. And I think the church is on the forefront of it. Where do you see us right now in this fight? And if we're apathetic, where do you think we'll go? And do you think that the government and the powers to be will respect the moral authorities of the bishops and others who are speaking up and speaking out against it?
I think the only thing people are going to respect is the tens of millions of people standing up to say, we're not doing this. And, the USCCB gave a great quote. It said, not even the ministry of Jesus and its early Christian church would qualify as religious because they did not confine their ministry to co-religionists or engage only in a preaching ministry.
Mm-hmm.
In effect, this exemption is directly at odds with the parable of the Good Samaritan, in which Jesus teaches concern and assistance for those in need, regardless of faith differences. So, for example, the Benedictines here, we welcome everybody in persona Christi as Jesus Christ. We're in the middle of the Bible Belt. We have so many people here that are not of the Catholic faith, but isn't that what we're called to? Aren't we supposed to be the light to the world? And actually, so the way this mandate would come down is for us to qualify for the exemption, we'd have to kick out all the non-Catholics. We'd have to say, okay, all of you people leave here. Now, you talk about discrimination, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of all these people. Well, that's not what our faith is about. Our faith is about going out and loving people regardless of their faith or background. And that's true of most ministries, whether it be Catholic hospitals or other Catholic ministries, Catholic colleges and universities. So this exemption is so radical and so narrowly focused that, as they said, even Jesus' ministry wouldn't qualify for this.
Now, to me, it's bizarre. I'm surprised it is so narrow. And I would have thought that they would have remedied this by this point in time. If I remember correctly, I think you have to August of next year before the rules go into effect?
Yeah, but what people should know is that this is not in discussion. This is a final ruling.
That's right.
And this begins, matter of fact, they got rid of the 30-day period of implementation. This begins August 1st of 2012.
Wow.
And my point here is we need to act on this now. Don't wait until the thing has already happened and now we're trying to fight our way out of it. And the other thing here, be very careful the subtleties of how, you know, sometimes people and evil works, mm-hmm. they take you to such an extreme.
Right.
And now I could see them coming back and saying, okay, well, we'll widen it a little bit, and then they're going to look like the reasonable people.
Right, right.
Now, why? But they already got us 10,000 miles down the lane here.
You're right.
We've got to say, no, we're not moving from this spot, because what you're asking us to do is to give up our rights as Americans, and that is not correct. That is not the right thing to do.
Well, bravo. I love the way you said that, because you're so right. It's like the art of negotiation. You start at one extreme, knowing you're going to come back a little bit, but you know we cannot compromise when it comes to truth. I only have about a minute left. How can we help you, or what can we as citizens do to make sure that our religious freedom and our conscience is protected?
Well, I tell everybody to act. Forget about talking about it to your neighbors. Act. Do something. I mean, support us. Support others. Do whatever it takes to ensure that this is not going to happen. And again, this is just one small detail, but keep in mind the bigger prize here, which is our rights as Americans. And so all of us together have to band together and put up a strong front and not sit back and let this small minority of people overwhelm us and bring us where we believe it is absolutely wrong to go. I mean, we cannot do what is wrong. We cannot do what is morally wrong.
That's right. Well, I appreciate, again, your vigilance and your strong defense of moral truth. Belmont Abbey College, if people are interested in sending their kids there, I'll give you a quick plug. How do we get them in touch with you?
Well, you just go to the website. It's www.belmontabbeycollege.edu.
All right.
And hope we'll see you here.
Yeah, check it out, folks, okay? And, Bill, thank you for your time. As
Thanks,
always,
Drew.
A delight. I'm proud of what you guys are doing down there.